The Gist. This blog puts the elephant in the room in the medical research field, the mighty NIH, under the microscope. Whatever the NIH's faults, it remains the singular medical research establishment in the world. Its $47 billion a year budget is more than 20 times the size of any other country's effort. It presents a resource like no other. Despair is not an option. Neither is ignoring it. It looks at how ME/CFS, long COVID, POTS, and post-infectious diseases are faring. The picture is not a pretty one. With the exception of long COVID, all these diseases are being horribly underfunded. Based on its impact, ME/CFS, for example, should probably be receiving 25 times more funding than it is. This blog, though, is not about despair. It's about being clear-sighted about the challenges facing us and how we can overcome them. ME/CFS Science projected last year that, absent some action, funding levels for ME/CFS could drop significantly. Of course, they already have. One research center was closed, and ME/CFS funding is now about $10 million, significantly lower than it was pre-pandemic. Funding across the NIH was hit hard during the first year of the Trump administration, and ME/CFS was no exception. Work on several ME/CFS grants stopped. Grant reviews and grant awards plunged. A major grant opportunity for ME/CFS disappeared altogether. Given all the work that had gone into supporting ME/CFS, the research roadmap, ME/CFS NIH conference, the completion of the intramural project, the sterling performance of the research centers, not to mention the disease's close connection to long COVID, which has received ample funding, it was shocking to see funding decline so dramatically. 2 years of advocacy efforts, however, have provided new hope. They succeeded in getting Congress to force the NIH, for instance, to produce an implementation plan for the research roadmap. The research roadmap, which, partly due to the pandemic, took 6 years to complete, is an NIH-directed effort that agreed that ME/CFS is underfunded and listed strategic areas to focus on. Once the roadmap was completed, the implementation phase, what grants to produce, which areas to focus on, etc., should have started, but it didn't. Forcing hashtag MEAction and hashtag NotJustFatigue advocates to go to Congress to force the NIH to produce the implementation plan, which it is now doing. At the same time, solve ME, hashtag MEAction, and hashtag NotJustFatigue banded together to urge Congress to allocate $50 million to fund the roadmap. We'll know at some point how successful they were. I talked with Elizabeth Ansell of hashtag NotJustFatigue about her long-standing case of severe ME/CFS and the advocacy efforts underway. See the blog. Three major ME/CFS grants on low-dose naltrexone, the blood-brain barrier, and mold that were recently awarded suggest that ME/CFS funding will probably remain very low, but stable this year. Long COVID funding, the Recover Project, also remains stable. But a long-term funding issue remains. Congress provided the initial funding for the Recover Project. When the money began to run out, the NIH pumped about $600 million into the project, but the money came from unused COVID-19 funds, not from the NIH's coffers, so to speak. That kind of money will not be available again, indicating the Recover Project and all long COVID funding may require congressional support to continue. Long COVID's long-term fate at the NIH is unclear. Efforts to increase POTS funding at the NIH over the past 10 years have produced several outcomes: workshop, report, etc. But no increased funding. POTS still gets roughly $2 million per year in funding, or about five times less than ME/CFS. Post-infectious disease funding at the NIH is essentially non-existent. One funding opportunity, which provided no guaranteed funding or number of grant awards, and imposed strict requirements simply indicated that the NIH was not interested in post-infectious disease research. Not surprisingly, it was a nothing burger and produced only one grant award. Instead of helping to build a field, it flopped. Lyme disease is one post-infectious disease that has made it at the NIH. Funding was not dissimilar to that given to ME/CFS, but it organized its efforts, focused on advocacy, and, in 2019, managed to become a, quote, line item, end quote, in the NIH budget. Since then, funding has soared. Last year, Lyme and tick-borne illnesses received over $200 million in federal funding. So, it can happen. The takeaway is that the NIH is highly resistant to funding ME/CFS-like diseases, and we can't expect it, acting on its own, to change its spots. The only course of action is going to Congress, which is what SolveME, #MEAction, and #NotJustFatigue recently did with their $50 million research roadmap ask. Thanks for listening.